Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. Hit that like and subscribe button so we can continue providing you with amazing content like we're going to be providing you with today. With me is Beverly Cornell. She has a podcast on our channel, which is in the top 2 percentile on Spreaker. We are so dang proud of her, and she's got so much value to give. So stay around because you are going to hear some amazing, amazing stuff coming from Beverly. If you are tired of trying to do all the things in your marketing and none of it feels aligned, so this conversation is going to feel like exhaling. So Beverly Cornell is the founder of Wickedly Branded. She's a marketing therapist, fairy godmother of brand clarity, and creator of the Awaken, Activate, Amplify, and Automate framework. I always love these conversations, and so do you guys. So, without further ado, how's it going, Beverly?
Oh, it's going good. I feel like so many of my clients, so many of the people that we work with that come to us are just exhausted from all the things. So this particular topic means so much because I'm able to actually hopefully prevent some of that burnout, prevent some of the overwhelm, simplifying our lives, whether it's through work or at home. That's where the magic lies, and that's what we love to do with our clients. So I am so excited to be here, Lisa, again, and talking to you and being here with our listeners. And I'm so grateful to be in the top 2%. Gosh, thank you so much for listening and engaging. And I love to hear it when people love what we're doing, like at me on LinkedIn or at me on Instagram. Let's chat. Like I just want to connect with those people because it just means a lot when you're doing this kind of work that people are resonating and connecting and loving what you're saying. So yeah, don't be shy. Let's chat.
Yes, I love it. Brand clarity is something that so many people are lacking right now, whether they know it or not. And I'm picturing a tornado, all of the things. There's so many things. Before I hit record, we were talking about all of the things.
All the
And
things.
how the heck do you simplify it? So I'm really excited to sit here and talk to you about it. I would love to hear your story about marketing overwhelm. Like, tell us your story.
So I'm a marketer. I'm supposed to know all the things, Lisa, but I'm just like the cobbler kid with no shoes. I am so clear and have a program and a process for everyone else. I didn't ever really gave myself the time or the energy to do it for myself and our business. And really, it all kind of came to a head. It was like 11 o'clock at night one night, and my kids were in bed, my husband was in bed, and I was sitting there in the glow of my monitor, not something pretty, like not the glow of a candle, the glow of my monitor with my eyes like bloodshot. Those old commercial or old cartoons where like they hold the like toothpicks up and
Toothpicks,
you
yeah.
see the red eyes. I was kind of
Oh, I
like
can picture it.
almost zombified, right? To like, I just have to get this one more thing done. If I can just do this, then I will be successful. Or if I could just do this one more thing, then it will hit or whatever. Where I think so many of us are stuck at, right? So I was sitting there, I had like 17 tabs open. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but I had like 17 tabs open on my computer. I was writing a sales page and I was scheduling a reel and I was planning this newsletter that I was going to send out, and still I was in this place where nothing was really working. And I felt like I was in this hamster wheel, the tornado. We've talked about this tornado of overwhelm. We, in one of the episodes that I did, was all about the tornado of overwhelm and the flying monkeys and trying to really get on your path of your heart and your systems and your bravery to show up as yourself. But I think I put extra pressure on myself because I'm a marketer. I should know. But what I realized was that I was stuck in this all the shoulds, and I was shoulding all over myself as opposed to thinking a little bit more strategically and going a little higher and really kind of making sure that marketing was still fun for me. And when you get into simple systems, when you simplify what you're doing, it's like freeing to be more creative, to do more of the things that you love. Because I know that not everybody started their business to do marketing, even though that's my favorite thing to do. They probably did they're starting the thing to either serve others, to help people be more well, to be, all the things that they're trying to do as service providers and personal brands. that marketing kind of gets to be this thing of like checking a box.
Yeah.
And marketing and branding that's done really well isn't just checking a box. The more intentional I have learned, the more intentional that you are with your business, with your time, with your message, the easier it is, first of all, to say what you want to say, but also the less burnout and stress. And it's easy to say yes and no then. Like, oh, I should do that because that fits this, or nope, that doesn't fit. I'm not doing that. And not have the guilt and the like, I should do that checklist of that. So when we simplify, we remove so much pressure off of ourselves. We stop trying to be everywhere and please everyone. And we reclaim our voice, who we are, our purpose, our passion, and we can create more content, better content from a place of clarity and not chaos. And when you're just
Yes.
trying to throw things spaghetti at the wall, that's literally a mess. It's a mess. And when you have clarity and you know exactly what you're supposed to do, marketing becomes far more fun and far more effective.
Beverly, can you tell us about a moment when you realized that something had to change, though? Like, what happened? Was there a pivotal moment that you can remember?
Well, it really came down to I was giving advice to somebody else, another client,
Right.
where I like
Funny
had
how
this.
that happens,
And you should do this, and you should do this, and this is why this would be amazing for you. And I can know you see results from doing this, and because he was doing something entirely different, and he was trying to do all the shoulds. And I had this like super out of body moment where I was looking down at the conversation and was like, why aren't you doing what you're
Yeah,
telling me?
you were talking to yourself.
I really was, and it was like a 2x4 of, you know what, I need to do more of this. So I said simplifying has been my word for 2025 anyway, but simplifying my marketing happened a couple of years ago. I was like, I need to remove the pressure from doing it all. And I need to really know that I needed to be on the right platforms, not jump on every single new trend. You know, when I started
Yeah.
in marketing, Lisa, it was almost 30 years ago. We didn't have all these social media tools. We didn't have the internet, the 24/7 news cycle. We didn't have all this stuff. So I was like, go back to the basics of what you know works, the theories, the things. Let's go back, kind of peel away and get to the good stuff. And then where does that sit in my work? And I really kind of stopped doom scrolling of all the people, what they're doing, and started doing what I know actually works, where I've seen results with other clients, what feels right to me. And when I started to do some of that, I started to get to play in my zone of genius, right? So instead of spreading myself too thin or focusing on other things, I really focused on my drivers, the things that I got excited about. So I love LinkedIn. I'm not really a big fan of Instagram. Like, I'm pretty solid on Facebook. I'm not really a big fan of TikTok. Like, that's just not my space. I'm not saying that there's not value there or that there couldn't be customers or clients there for people, but for me, it didn't resonate. And when I'm trying to force a square into a circle, it's just not going to work, right? So whatever lights you up, whether it's the writing, so maybe you're just going to be a really good blogger or article writer or whatever, or maybe it's speaking, you're just going to go do a bunch of events, or maybe it's the coaching side, the one-on-one or the group coaching that you can do, or maybe it's the graphic design that you love to do, or maybe it's teaching, whatever. So teaching's great for TikTok, like whatever really kind of speaks to you. I'm more of a writer, although I do podcasts and I embrace my inner Oprah for these kinds of things. Really play in your zone of genius, what you love to do, because that's going to be far more authentic, connect way better, and help simplify things a little better instead of being on everything, doing all the things. And I believe once you get into a rhythm, you build confidence in your rhythm. When you're not in chaos, you have a repeatable rhythm, like every Monday, I'm going to blog. Every Wednesday, I'm doing my podcasts. I always tell my clients to chunk and stack their marketing and put it on your calendar. Every Monday, Marketing Mondays works really well because it's Monday and it has the M and alliteration. And I love a good alliteration of Marketing Mondays. But once you and put it on your calendar, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it's going to be, and then you have the time to think and do the things you need to do, and you have a rhythm, and you know you're gonna do that on Monday, and you stay consistent without feeling like you have to do 10 things every single day, and that's what makes it feel like burnout. So You create the space for creativity and connection, and you're not trying to frantically keep up. You actually have the time to engage with your community, collaborate, and these creative ideas start to build up. I have a notebook that I put my ideas in, but when you know every Monday you're going to go engage on that Facebook group, or you're going to go and you're going to talk to the people on LinkedIn, or that's going to be your day to do your networking calls, whatever that is for you. When you know that, it's just like the gym. When you practice it, it becomes easier. You do it more. Mel Robbins has the 5 second habit, I think is the name of it.
Oh, the 5 second. Yeah, I use that in the morning when when I need to get up.
Yeah. So
Five,
five,
four,
four,
three,
three,
two,
two.
one,
Yes.
go.
Yes. High five on that, Lisa, because that is like when you habit stack too, she talks a little bit about that too. Like when you do something every day, like brushing your teeth or whatever, like what can you add to that so that it creates a stacking
Momentum. Yeah.
momentum? Yeah. And that's what lets those creative ideas build up, because you now have this like intentional way of doing things. And when you are doing the things that you love, Lisa, you feel really proud of what you're putting out, because it's like
Yeah.
so aligned, and it reflects your voice and your values and the vision of who you are and what you want to be, not somebody else's generic template. So many entrepreneurs get stuck in this competitive trap, this competition trap of looking at other people and what they're doing. And just because they're doing it and successful for them does not mean it's going to translate exactly to you. Sit in the thing that you are really good at. I always use the example of Mr. Beast. He did like 1,000 videos before he hit a
Yeah.
thousand. When you practice something 1,000 times, girl, you are going to rock it on the 1,000th
Yeah.
time. You know the algorithm, you know the thing. So when you sit in it and really own that space, it just changes everything for you. And when you stop chasing those trends and all the bright, shiny objects and the squirrel, you start trusting your voice more, because you feel more in alignment, you feel more confident, and you really understand your message more because you've practiced it. You've been able to
Yes.
speak it. And that connection to your own message, to your own tool, whatever that is, that builds trust with your ideal client, the target audience you're searching for, and your messages can even be more refined to that exact perfect client that you love working with. And then you actually,
Yes.
the result of that is really you start really enjoying marketing again. And I want you to enjoy it, because I absolutely love it. I'm a total geek, but it feels like you. It feels like coming home, as opposed to having to be something else. And when marketing feels like you and it feels like home, it becomes an extension of your magic. And it doesn't drain you like it did when it didn't feel authentic to you or real to you, or you were forcing something. And I'm not saying don't learn other tools. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the things that feel more comfortable for you, you're going to do so much better with in general.
Yes.
All those things are really the heart of the awaken, the activate, the amplify, and the automate framework. It's not about it's not just about doing less, just to do less. It's about doing the right things with rhythm, with connection, and with intention and purpose. So I can walk us through the four A's, because I love a good alliteration of the framework, if you want, Lisa.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I just want to say that what I'm hearing you say is quality is so important. And I can relate to everything you said. Before I had a framework, before I trusted in my own work and embraced it, I was doing exactly that. I was chasing everybody's trend. I was like, oh, panic, I need to release them. I haven't posted in 3 hours. And then I was putting out this content that wasn't quite authentic, that wasn't well thought out, that wasn't intentional. And it was like just like blurting out of me, and it didn't feel good, and it felt so unorganized. And when I got my framework and then focused on quality work, exactly what you said, it's so freeing, and it feels like I'm doing less, and it is more effective, and it feels better, and it's me. So I want you to walk us through the 4A framework, because all of this is resonating so much, and it's going to be so helpful.
The heart of the framework is the awaken side of it. And this is you getting to that quality part, right? Which is awakening and remembering who you are and why you started this business. It's getting still, journaling, thinking, meditating, and being really honest with yourself. This is the point where most solopreneurs feel stuck because they're spinning in this overwhelm because they've lost sight of their deeper why. When you are just checking the box or doing the shoulds, you're not going back to the why. So the signs that you're stuck at this stage are you feel scattered, you're second guessing every message. You're like, what am I going to write about today? Your brand feels flat, or maybe feels even a little outdated. You're exhausted trying to explain what you do. This is where you need to go back. So if you're nodding along and you're probably right in this phase, that is your invitation to start this shift. So take some time, do some journaling, ask yourself some questions. ChatGPT is awesome. You can just put in the prompt of, hey, I feel a little stuck here. I want you to help me get back to my why. Ask me some questions to help me get clear about my purpose and my vision and why. And ChatGPT will start asking you questions to share. And I really love the voice feature on it because you can literally just talk to it as if you're talking to a friend. And at the end
Yes.
of it, you can get right to the core of, and it'll ask you questions that are really powerful to get to your why. The common mistake I see at this particular stage is that people just jump right into tactics before they're clear on their core. It's like decorating a house before you actually have the foundation, right? Like you
Yeah.
can't go in and add a wreath to a door when there's no door. So I remember one of our clients, Jill, she's a pet store owner. She said, I didn't even know what I stood for anymore. She was so busy doing all the things as an entrepreneur. She was
Right.
doing the accounting, she was helping the customers, she was living for everybody else. And I think a lot of women, particularly, are people pleasers, right? So we do everything for everyone else. And through one of our Brand Spark sessions, she realized she's just been trying to sound like other people in her industry. And once she gave herself permission to speak directly from her heart, talking about being a wellness forward family and giving and being a crunchy pet mom who swears by herbs and rest, her whole brand changed because it was her truth. It was her particular experience. And when she got real clear on that and she started sharing those moments of crunchiness with her
Yeah.
fans, with her clients, like people started to resonate and see her as that and began to trust her more to give advice in that space because of what she was showing up as. So the activation I always have here for everyone is to set a timer, even if it's just for 10 minutes, and ask yourself, what am I really here to do? What would I say if no one judged me?
Oh, that's a big one. I like that one.
And what breaks my heart and what gives me hope? And let those answers guide you to maybe a different kind of messaging, showing up more clearly in those things and sharing them with people.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing there. We really want people to really connect with awaken their, maybe it's just a reawakening. You knew it when you first started, but you got so distracted by all the things
Yeah.
that you lost sight of it. So awaken your brand magic, awaken the purpose and the why and why you're here, and do that. So that's the awakening. And if you need help doing that, I would love for you to set up a call with me. We can certainly talk about that. We have a really wonderful deep dive experience called the Brand Spark. I kind of joke, I'm a marketing therapist. So if you need help, there's certainly help to walk beside you on that process. Sometimes having
Yeah.
somebody else outside of it, just like a therapist or just like a coach, can see things that you just don't see for yourself.
Yeah.
And we oftentimes believe in our clients far sooner than they believe in themselves. And then once we set
Far
them
more,
up,
yep.
it gives them the tools to be able to believe in themselves too. But the second phase is activate. So once you've awakened it, now what do you do, right? Like, what do you do with that awakening? Activate is where you bring your truth to life. Think of it as like letting the torch after striking the match. This is where your truth gets a microphone. And if this sounds like you a little bit, that you are like stuck with, like, I have a message, but I don't really know what to do with it now, then this is the step you're at. And this is a step where you need to like work on messaging that moves people to do into action or moves people into the next step. So signs that you are stuck right here is that you've had an aha moment, like, oh my gosh, I know I do this thing, but translating it into visuals or copy or a clear offer, like you don't even know where to start. Or you feel like maybe you have one part of it, but not the other. Like you just don't know how to bring it all together. It feels a little impossible. Or if you're that person, raise your hand, Lisa, if you are, where you're constantly tweaking your website, constantly tweaking those things, maybe your LinkedIn profile, because it just doesn't still feel right to you. That's the stage. You're in the activate stage. And the common mistake here is using just generic messaging, like everybody else has, saying things like, I help people transform their lives. That doesn't really hit, right? But you could use the phrase, I help women recovering from burnout rediscover joy through somatic breath work. Now it's super specific, right? So much more that I know right away, I'm a woman. If I have burnout, maybe I need to do this. Maybe if I want more joy, and all I have to do is breathe, I kind of went down for that. Pretty cool.
I love that specific, and I love that the way, like, I'm picturing millions of people doing that every day, tweaking their social media, tweaking their LinkedIn, never quite feeling like it's theirs, but also, I mean, there's always room for improvement. So we have to give ourselves some grace and let it build, because we got to start, we got to make it messy and then refine. So not all at once. We can't expect it all to lay into like the perfect place at first.
So I agree with you completely. There is an evolution. We are organic beings. The businesses are organic. You definitely are never done. But the concepts of like that one tagline, I help women recovering from burnout to rediscover joy through somatic breath work. That you might tweak maybe the word recovering or maybe, but for the most part, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I love
So
that.
get to a point where it's like minor tweaks because this word feels more comfortable versus another word that we use. It's like a recipe when you build a recipe.
Refining. It's refining.
When you build a recipe that tastes good, but maybe if I added just a little bit more garlic, it would taste even better or something. So it's like the
Some
little,
lemon juice.
exactly. Where versus like what's missing in this? Something's not miss, then something's not tasting right. Like what is it? It's different than that full
Well,
flavor.
yeah, I love that analogy. Throwing everything into a bowl, mixing it up, doing it quickly, and being like, this doesn't quite taste right. I love that. But I
So
also
it's
want to say this. What you're saying is 100% on point. And I think my message in my interpretation is that to get someone like you to help people would help them fast track that. So you're like, people try and do this on their own all the time, and they're sitting there and they're frustrated and they feel overwhelmed. They need someone who is an expert in this that can help them.
So that's what we do with so many. We've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, so we worked with a client. Her name was Rachel. She was an intuitive coach, which intuitive coaches are super fascinating. I love working with them, but she had all this gorgeous wisdom, right? Like she just was oozing with all the phrases and quotes and all the things, but she was hiding behind really vague words because she thought she had to be like everyone else. But once we aligned her messaging exactly to all that wisdom that she had, she said, it's finally like my brand speaks for me. Like she doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting now because it's saying it to the world, right? So the activation that I ask everyone to do at this particular phase is to text your best friend. Hey, how would you describe what I do to someone who doesn't know me? See what words they use, and then try writing your one-liner using some of those phrases. But also, one of the things that's been really helpful for me, and this has been something that I do even when I do podcasting, guesting, is say it out loud. If it feels clunky, it's not quite you yet. Like say it out loud a few times, kind of play with it because that's what's going to roll off your tongue and that is what feels like you. When you can easily say something really well, that's you. That's you. And just keep refining until it really flows naturally for you. And our friends, and maybe it's not your best friend, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's like my husband would probably describe my business as she builds websites. But I do far more than that, right?
Yeah, someone who really
But
knows you.
right, somebody who really knows the fact of what you do, the business of what you do.
Business, yeah.
But Simon Sinek, he talks about the power of your why all the time, and he actually says, send this to 10 people of like why you want, like why are you my friend? You could even do this with your clients if you wanted to. Why did you choose me? I love this exercise too with chat. This is another like little element of AI you can use in this is take all your testimonials, all your reviews. Last episode we did was all on social proof, right, Lisa? Is take them, throw them into chat, and then ask chat, what do I do?
Right. Yeah, that's brilliant.
And actually say use the words of people who've experienced my work, you know, type of thing. That may get you to an even closer spot of where you can be. And then that if a word feels a little clunky, then you can massage it, you can tweak it a little bit. But again, that's like adding the garlic or taking away the garlic as opposed to having to like throw things in the pot and figure out what. So you have a starting point from which to begin.
Yeah.
So after you have awakened and you've activated, we say the activation also includes like if any messaging, really getting clear on your content pillars, building a website, having you know the brand that speaks to you and shows you and it speaks to your ideal client and all those things. That's the activation, and we do that really intensely with what we do. So a lot of people, it might take you a year. We do it within 4 to 6 weeks typically, it's intense. It's like birthing a baby. A little painful at times, but at the end, you're so proud of what you've done and accomplished, and a little vulnerable because you're like, oh, like now I have to live my truth after that. And that's the amplify side. So once you figured out your truth and you have all the pretty pieces, the logos, all the things that speak to who you are deeply, that feels like home and speaks and resonates to your client, now what do you do? So the amplify is all about showing up with this rhythm and confidence that we've talked about. No more content panic, just presence, powerful presence. This is the turning point. This is where doing the things turns into momentum, and momentum turns into visibility. Visibility turns into authority, and authority turns into your business will never be the same. So this is where clarity meets consistency and persistency, and where your audience really starts to see you for the first time. We were just talking about this before we went live about how it takes 11 touch points for people to really start to go, maybe I should look into her content, or maybe I should click on her button, or maybe I should call her or talk to her, or DM her, or take that quiz, or whatever it is. So you have to, and your brand promise, Seth Godin talks about this all the time. Your brand promise is how you show up consistently. What you say consistently. And that means saying some of the same things, your messaging over and over again.
Over and over, yep.
So staying in your six content buckets, oops, your six, 4 to 6 content buckets, staying in there. That's so dramatic when it does that. For those that are watching or listening, my camera just went really close. The people who stay in those six core, 4 to 6 core content buckets, those that stay in their zone of genius, that stay on that tool that really works, that is showing up consistently and persistently exactly as who you are. And that is your brand promise. And people start to trust the brand promise when they know what how you're going to show up when you show
Yeah,
up.
because people are trusting and having faith, you know, like doing people, so many people get frustrated after doing a video 3 or 4 times and they say, no one's clicking on my stuff, no one's listening, no one's watching. Continue doing it, you know, just even if it feels like weird, just that is 100%, you're 100% right. You need those touch points. You need to be consistent. People need to see you consistently. It shows that you believe in yourself.
Yeah, and when you don't have clarity, you don't have visibility because you're ghosting your audience. And because just showing up feels exhausting, literally feels exhausting, Lisa. So your audience is like, where have they been for the last 3 weeks?
So let me ask you this. If you're going away, we talked about this before we hit record too. What would you tell someone who wants to go to a place, have quiet time for 2 weeks, but their audience is used to seeing them showing up every single day? What would you recommend? Would you
So
recommend they tell them?
you can totally tell them, like tell them, hey, I'm going to be on vacation. I'll be gone for 2 weeks, but I cannot wait to come back and share with you. I'm kind of going on this journey. You can even talk about your journey. The more you are real with your audience, the better. Or, I mean, you could even schedule some content out. I mean, that's the lovely thing about tools like Metricool and other schedulers for social media. But even like LinkedIn and Facebook, they all have their own schedulers built inside of them. So you can do a couple little drip things in there that could keep people from missing you in that.
Right.
Plus, like blog posts, you can schedule in advance. But I think even like saying, hey, I'm going on a vacation, I'm going to be doing some real deep thinking. My plan is to have my journal and to do some real deep journaling. You could share that. I think the more you show that you are human, people really connect with that because so many of us are just trying our best to figure it all out, right? And when
Yeah.
you're human and share some of that, I have a lot of trauma in my past, and I talk about a lot of the things that I've been through. You know, I've moved 28 times in my life. Those 28 times, though, that I know how to make friends. I know how to connect. I know how to, like, I have skills based on that that people just don't have because
Yeah.
I've done it so many times. And so that story of me, you know, 28 times moving seems like a little bit, ooh, but there's power in the things that have informed who we are, and that makes you exactly the perfect person for someone else. Maybe there's someone else out there who's moved 28 times who's like, oh my gosh, she gets it.
Yeah.
So whatever that is, to share your experience of being human as it relates to the work you do can be really powerful. One of the things that I think I'm getting better at is sharing those little moments in our lives that talk about how we show up in work. So I just shared a post. My husband is an active duty military officer, and we live near Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and they have a family day at Fort Bragg. And one of the things that we can do is my husband's a paratrooper, so he jumps out of airplanes for a living. He's a little bit insane. We're not gonna sugarcoat that. He's a little bit crazy, but they encourage us wives to get all geared up and go, any spouses to go up into the tower that they practice in to jump out of airplanes. And when I was 17, I fell out of a ski lift. And so I have a very real fear of heights, very real fear. So thankfully I was fine and it wasn't a big deal when I fell, but I really appreciate how high things are now because I've fallen several. And so I'm going up this 40-foot tower, and I was like, I'm going to do this. It's fine. It's fine. And then I got to the top and looked over the edge, and I was like, no, I am not fine. I am not doing this. And I proceeded to immediately turn back around and walk down the stairs. And my husband stopped me and said, Beverly, your soul is fierce, and you will regret this if you don't do this.
Oh, I
Because I
love
know you,
that.
why did you not do, why did I not let myself do this because fear got in the way? And so I did. It took a little bit of time, but I got myself to the edge. I got myself, and it's a free fall. So it's a lot. It's not like a zip line. Like you literally fall and it catches you and then it goes. More like a bungee, I guess, but doesn't bounce really. Anyway, but it's a very different and unique experience. So I did it and I was so proud that I did it. But here's the thing. There's so many hard things that we have to do as business owners. And if we let fear, like, what if I'm too much? Or what if people don't like what I have to say? Or what if we let fear get in the way of that, we're not really living and being and experiencing the business world the way we should. So I used that analogy, talked about it. It was a very real moment in my life, very real fear that I did. And I don't know if I'd ever do it again, Lisa. But I know that I did it, and I know that I worked myself through the fear, and that my soul is fierce, and that I never want to have a regret that I didn't try something or take myself outside my comfort zone to do the thing that really was cool at the end of the day. Like I was so proud of myself for doing that. And my husband knew me exactly. She's like, you're gonna regret that if you don't do it. I know you. You'll be so mad at yourself because you didn't do it. So yeah, and that's the same kind of thing. Like if in this amplification stage, like if you are constantly living small, then you're never going to really blossom into what you're supposed to do and have the impact you're supposed to have. And so many of them, they're wasting some of the energy into trying to be everywhere, right? They're trying to be on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Pinterest and all the while running their business. And that is the recipe for squashing the fierceness of our souls. That
Yeah,
is the recipe
totally.
for the burnout that we're going to have. So I really encourage the people to push themselves into some visibility. Just pick one platform. This is the activation I say. Pick one platform, commit to posting 3 times in next week, whatever it is, and sharing some of like a personal story about why you do what you do. Lean more into your why and your purpose. Maybe share a helpful tip or insight that's helped you on your journey, or a value or belief that you hold in your work. Those are things that are going to let people know exactly who you are and how you show up in the world.
Yeah, 100%.
And let it be easy. Like, that's not hard. Does that sound hard to you?
No, I love the simplify of these four, the four A's. It's very simple and easy to follow. And I think a lot of our listeners will be able to really see just some simple things that they can change right now in this moment, you know? And I hope there's a bunch of people texting their friends right now, asking them to give them feedback on what do I do? What do you like? Tell me what I do.
We drive you when you do that, but yes, please, please, please. But the thing is, oh, sorry about that. The thing is about doing the like this is the three we've done so far. So the awaken, the activate, and the amplify. You're just creating so much momentum for yourself, and
Yes, and
you can use.
clarity.
Yeah, and you can use chat for this too. Like I did a whole thing where I said, ask me questions about my personal life that could pertain to business. Ask me some questions. And it asked me some questions and I shared some stories. Then I used the stories and said, hey, now I'd love to turn these into LinkedIn posts. What can I do? So these are really
Yeah.
simple that you can use chat to really help you in this sense. And the last one is automate, which is I've given you automated chat options for every level, but this is really the secret weapon for sustainability is the automation side of things. But and if you've been burning out on doing everything and manually, this the AI, this part, I think one of the episodes that you and I did was about the content kitchen, right? And I talked about
Yes.
how AI is like your sous chef in the kitchen. And automate is where you rebuild the support system around your magic. It's not about removing you, it's about really protecting your energy, right? So signs that you're stuck in the stage of automation is that you're doing everything manually. You're in Canva until midnight. You dread doing your newsletter and MailChimp, or you're constantly behind on your schedules. So the common mistake I see here over and over and over again is that they think automation means cold or impersonal. And it doesn't. When done really well and thoughtfully and intentionally, it helps you create consistency and lets you focus on the connection part.
Yeah.
So I had a client who really resisted doing her ongoing marketing. She's like, I love my new website that you built for me, and I love all these things, but I just don't feel inspired to do the rest of it. And for months, I was like, hey, I have an option for you. We create these custom AI marketing assistants for people that uses their voice and all these things. Plus, we will do like branded templates for them. And we give them a content calendar and we give them a social media matrix to pull from. And it really sets them up for just being able to like automate the heck out of it for themselves.
Yeah.
And once we set it up, we finally set it up for her with a monthly content calendar, all the things that she needed. And she said, oh my gosh, I can finally think again. Because literally, like it was like set it and forget it kind of thing for her.
Yeah.
So the activation that I suggest here, well, before I go to the activation, I guess I want to say that ChatGPT is only as good as what you put into it, right? So our BrandSpark experience gives us so much goodness about your purpose and your why and your voice and your messaging and all those things that we are able to create a really strong custom AI bot for you through chat that is you. It's your
Yeah.
words, your phrases. It's so custom to you. And if you just start to go into ChatGPT and just start asking for things, it's not going to sound like you. So you want to make sure that your inputs are strong so that the outputs are more you and not just robotic or generic.
Yeah, 100%.
I have a whole list of quotes that I have said over the years, and I've put that into my ChatGPT. All these things that are me, some of my best writing I've put in there. Like I have informed it so much that it is able to produce excellent outputs. So chat prompt, I think prompt writing period is a bit of a superpower. And if you're struggling with that particular piece, then we can certainly help you get to a custom place so that you can produce your own marketing going forward. We love to empower entrepreneurs to do their own things. You guys are, they're so incredibly smart and brilliant people. And if that's something that fits better into your budget to have to do it yourself and you want a little bit more control, that is a great option for people to be able to manage it. And then we do some seasonal updates and annual tweaks to make sure that it stays on brand and all the things as you evolve. But there's several areas that you can systemize and automate in your world. And that might be even just to create a content calendar, like 30 days sample calendar, so that you know this is like what would be great for you. We use 4 to 6 content buckets and we pull from that all the time. Like these are the 4 to 6 areas we're pulling from. So one of our content buckets is simplifying your marketing, and look at what we're talking about today. So the I all of my content is related around those 6 content buckets. One of the content buckets is confidence, and I've talked to you about confidence. So these are all the things that really make us unique and what's important to us that we talk about time and time again. So create a content calendar around your 4 to 6 content buckets. And then even if you use an email program, set up an email automation, 3 to 5 emails that will send out to anybody who you talk to or signs up for your email newsletter. And then batching your social posts, like on Mondays, Marketing Mondays, chunk and stack it and make sure that you're committed and accountable to doing that on a weekly basis.
Yes, I just want to add for people that might not know, there are programs that you can put the content in. What Beverly means by content calendar is you schedule when those things are released based on the highest traffic times. So there is a program that will post to all of your platforms at the same time, so you're not copying and pasting. So there you go. That's like a simple, easy thing. And it's not super expensive. And I love that you're providing people with that. And I can just imagine how good that woman felt when she's like, "Oh my God, everything's all organized and scheduled." And that's amazing.
Yeah, so even in Canva, there's like a brand kit in Canva. So we uploaded all of her fonts, we uploaded all of her icons that we created for her, all of her brand colors, everything. So she can literally like plug and play. And on these templates, she can just like swap out the color. I did it again, didn't I? Swap out the color. She can this is so so dramatic, fantastic. She can swap out the color, she can swap out the background and still keep it in her color palette, so it always feels like her. And when we did it, we kind of like really we train on it and we give best practices and things like that as well. But we talked about how like testimonials, every time you do a testimonial, use this format so that people like you're branding within your brand. Every time you do tip, do this. Every time you're talking about your service, do this. So that it's your branding within your brand, and it always feels and looks the same every time. And then a lot of people just don't know the simple fact of like, make sure you always include a CTA. Like they just put out this content and they're not doing any calls to action, CTA, when they do it. And what are some call to actions they can do? So we give them some of those as well. So we really try to give them a system and a process that is almost like marketing for dummies, because we are so busy as entrepreneurs, it needs to be kind of dummy proof. And that's okay. Like, nothing wrong with that. Because the more simple it is, does not mean it's less effective. It just means it's actually more fun or easier to do for you than if it was more complicated. So every little adjustment you make, every little system you create, every little automation you do makes it easier, makes a difference. So this is where you buy back your time. And I think you can get back your sanity because you've actually done this work, right? That can help you slowly but surely take away all those things that drain you and create ease. And everybody wants more ease in what they're doing.
My God, amen to that.
So that's the awaken, the activate, amplify, and automate framework. I do have one bonus tip and a little final encouragement for the listener. If you take only one thing away from this episode today, really, the only thing is let it be this: marketing that's simplified is marketing that is sustainable long term. And it's sustainability in anything is what gives you the freedom to grow, to breathe, and to actually enjoy the business that you love again. So the last activation I have for you is to take a moment to list three marketing tasks that you hate the most. And then circle one. That's your starting point. How can you simplify it? How can you delegate it in the next week? That one shift can create more ease. And if you continue to do that on a weekly basis, eventually it will be systemized. It will be working like it's never worked before. And you will be able to breathe again and focus your energies on something else that you enjoy doing, that you love doing. And the thing is that you have so much magic inside of you. So many entrepreneurs have these incredibly big hearts. They're purpose-driven. They want to change the world. They're amazing people making amazing differences in the world. And we need more of that today than ever, for sure. So, but they don't need to hustle their way into visibility. You just need to be really clear, take away the clutter, and let you and your message out there shine far more.
Yeah, I love that. So I love all of the simple tools that you mentioned today that our listeners can use. Can you talk about the Clarity Quiz and the free Clarity Chat? Because those are amazing offers. I do not want our listeners to miss those.
So we do. We have two things. We always say that people who think they have magic inside of them, but they don't know really where to start with the magic to get it outside of them, they should take our magic brand magic quiz. And it's 3 minutes. And it really, at the end of it, tells you the next best step for you, the one area you're really struggling with. It's really to help you to design to you discover where you are in the brand journey. If you're in the awaken, the activate, the amplify, or the automate, and what to focus on next to simplify your marketing with far more ease and alignment. You'll also find tons. So it's at wickedlybranded.com. It's in the header, like the very first thing in the main navigation. Just click on that. It says take 3 minutes. If you're stuck, take 3 minutes, do that quiz. And then you'll also find loads and loads of inspiration, some free resources, the chance to connect with me and the team. We also offer free clarity chats. It's 20 minutes. It's no pressure. It's just really a way for you to chat with me, maybe figure out where you are stuck and how to move forward from it. And I've helped hundreds of service-based businesses and personal brands find their next best step, that spark, and build brands that finally feel like home. And you can book that right there. And after the quiz, it'll actually ask if you want a clarity chat as well. But ultimately, it's just, it really is about helping you find that next best step. The activations today can help you. The quiz can help you. And then I also do have my own podcast called the Spark and Ignite Your Marketing Podcast, where I interview entrepreneurs who are in the same boat you are, who are just trying to figure things out. They have a business they love and what marketing has worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. I actually have a magic wand and a magic hat round and all kinds of fun stuff in the podcast. But really, it's about understanding like our passions, our purpose, and how do we get that out to the world?
Amazing. Well, I loved our chat today and all of the magic that you brought. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing your magic, your marketing magic. So many amazing tools that people can use.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's always fun to be here and to share with your listeners.
Amazing. And to our listeners, we're going to link her free clarity quiz and her website in the notes for you so you can have access to her branding magic as well. You just heard from Beverly Cornell, who, again, she has a podcast on our channel for you to check out. I highly recommend going back and listening, starting from episode one, because you will learn so much about simple things you can do to make your life easier and get more brand clarity. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye, everyone.